From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The federal government has put California schools on notice. This week, the Department of Education threatened to withhold millions of dollars in aid. It says the state has done nothing to help children transfer out of failing public schools. Under the No Child Left Behind law, students in those schools must be allowed to transfer. The government says there are nearly 4 million such students around the country. 250,000 of them are in Los Angeles. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
At the center of the federal government's dispute with California over school transfer policies are families like Yolanda Decatur and her three boys.
Sexton Jr., he's 14. Cameron Decatur, he's 8. And then Kyron Decatur, he's 5. He'll be going to pre-K.
By 6:30 a.m. on a typical school day, Mrs. Decatur has three bowls of milk and a box of Captain Crunch waiting for them on their tiny kitchen table. Kyron is still in pajamas glued to Sesame Street on TV. Sexton and Cameron are dressed, ready for school, which is year-round in Los Angeles. Both have struggled academically, but it's 8-year-old Cameron who's having the most trouble at West Athens Elementary.
And, you know, he goes through his tantrums. And I think that if he goes to a different school, they can deal with his behavior.
Doesn't a school like West Athens provide special services to your son?
Yes, but I think with his behavior, he needs a one-on-one, and they don't have that one-on-one there. You know, there's too many kids.
It's not just the overcrowding, says Decatur. Cameron's teachers seem to have given up on him.
And that's the problem.
What's in your backpack?
I'm a homework.
Did you do your homework last night?
Yeah. I do my spelling.
You learn time.
All that Mrs. Decatur says she wants is a school that can help Cameron, not give up on him. But asking the Los Angeles Unified School District to help her find one, she says, is like talking to a wall. Last fall, she had just about given up when John Mancino walked into El Pollo Campero, a fast food restaurant in South Central L.A. where Decatur works full time. Mancino, a management consultant by profession with children of his own, says he became an activist because he hates the way the Los Angeles schools bureaucracy deals with parents who request transfers.
A lot of them have given up. They've thrown up their hands. They've given up. They don't think they can beat the system. They've basically thrown the towel in.
Mancino's organization, the Coalition on Urban Renewal and Education, has filed a complaint with the district and the state, accusing school officials of withholding information from parents about the district's transfer policies and discouraging them from even applying.
According to the law, No Child Left Behind, they're supposed to make it very clear and explain it in simple, easy-to-understand terms, and they're not doing that. They're burying it to get around the requirements of No Child Left Behind.
Mancino says a third of the district students, about 250,000, were eligible for transfers this past school year, the most of any school system in the nation. Of these, only 527 students have actually transferred. The school district, meanwhile, has dismissed Mancino's complaint.
We have a massive program of transfer of students throughout this district. Choice, option.
That's Superintendent Roy Romer. He says LA Unified has done everything possible to give parents options, but you have to look at the facts, he says.
We don't have the space. Think about it. We're 160,000 seats short. Where do you transfer to? You don't have a lot of space. Give us some time. We'll have new buildings built. We're building them now.
Romer says LAUSD is building 160 new schools at a cost of $19 billion to deal with the overcrowding. But parents like Mrs. Decatur have to be patient.
I got to say to that parent, we are making more change in the right direction than any other urban district in California. You can't turn one of these things around in a month or a year or 5 years. It takes 10 to 12 years to do it.
Tell my son, you look in his face, you tell him that he has to wait for a better school.
Again, Yolanda Decatur.
No, I'm not going to sit there and wait for 10 years for my son to get a better education and a better school. That doesn't make sense. That's what the lawsuit is about. We have these rights to demand better schools for our children.
Actually, there is no lawsuit, not yet. But there will be soon, says Clint Bolick of the Phoenix-based Alliance for School Choice. Bolick, a longtime advocate of vouchers and school choice, has partnered with John Mancino and his organization to help parents in Los Angeles because he's convinced that the threat of a lawsuit will force U.S. Education Secretary Margaret Spellings to deal with the problem.
If she wants school districts around the country to comply with the law, she has got to make an example out of a school district that is in blatant noncompliance, and she could not find a better example than the Los Angeles Unified School District. She's offered an awful lot of waivers to school districts to get out from the requirements of the law, and she's threatened a great deal, but so far she has not made good on a single threat.
Couldn't disagree more with that characterization. This secretary has made clear that she's unsatisfied with what we're seeing across the country, and she's taking very strong steps to bring those numbers up to where we want them to be.
That's Chris Doherty, the man at the U.S. Education Department who's been monitoring parents' complaints in Los Angeles and across the country.
In the case of Los Angeles, the secretary has made California aware that she is following this extremely closely. She's made every state superintendent aware that she is poised to take action, including withholding funds from noncompliant districts and states if need be.
In an unprecedented move, Spellings has given California 6 weeks to come up with a plan that would allow students in failing schools throughout the state to transfer to a better school this fall. If the state does not submit a plan that Spellings deems adequate, she'll withhold part of the $700 million California is due to receive this fall in Title I funds earmarked for high-poverty schools. And that, department officials say, is no empty threat. Today, California officials told NPR that what the U.S. Department of Education is asking for is going to be a logistical nightmare. Every school and school district where parents have tried unsuccessfully to transfer their children out of a failing public school now face a 6 weeks deadline to make sure those kids find new schools. They also said lawyers are likely to look at the Secretary of Education's letter to see if they can challenge the August 15th deadline, because under the No Child Left Behind law, there's supposed to be a process in place that gives states time to review and appeal any complaint or lawsuit. This process, though, now appears to be out the window. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
You can read the warning letter the Department of Education sent to California at our website, npr.org.